This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I like to see Sam's look when I throw a song that baffles him.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know about The Darkness, Sam.
No.
They won a Brit Award on this day in like 2004. That's why this one got thrown in.
Whoa.
I think Jarrett Smith knows about The Darkness.
Does he?
Allegedly, possibly.
We'll find out because he's joining us now. Jarrett Smith joining us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Good morning. Welcome in.
I know plenty about The Darkness. That's right up my wheelhouse because I was in high school at that time. So that was a thing because that whole album is actually really good, Jason.
It is. I wish you could have seen the look on Sam's face when that hit, especially the falsetto.
The real trick is getting absolutely traumatized by the music video.
Yes, absolutely. That'll be one. I'll send you the link, Sam. You'll have to get up on the darkness for next time.
Do that. Jerry, great to have you in. Man, you had that marathon duty along with Jason on Saturday. Thoughts about that and what you've seen from this team right now as we get set to start this season?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For me, a lot of it for Atlanta United is just incremental progress. It's what we do in preseason, man. It's, you know, you start with a baseline and you start trying to get better, a little bit better every time out. I think they have. A lot of it is going to be fitness. Certainly got fitness for a lot of guys with 135 minutes the other day. And not just 135 minutes, man. It was, and we talked about it on the broadcast, it was cold, it was windy, it was rainy, it was just, it was, but it was like that humid cold that gets into your bones. Like, that was one of those, if you guys can do it out here in this, you'll be fine. You can do it anywhere. The whole overall performance was good. It was against a good Dallas team who's going to give people fits with their attack and the way they pressure and that they play with an edge. And that's what I want out of preseason personally. I want teams that are going to come play with an edge. I don't want to, like, have a warm-up match with somebody where I drop 7 goals on a team that we're clearly better than. I want to get punched in the face a bit. You don't want anybody to get hurt, obviously, but I want to get punched in the face a little bit so that I'm getting ready for it, because the season is going to be that.
One thing that, as people get to know Ronnie Dyla, and you followed him during his time at Celtic in Glasgow, fitness is such a huge element to, you know, him, not from an old school perspective of just running guys to run them, but very specifically, you've got to be fit to play in the way that he wants the team to play, right?
Yeah, it is. And it was a bit of a, you can find the articles on it from his time in Glasgow, because he came in after Neil Lennon, who was more of that old school Scottish manager of, wasn't as, you know, keyed into what they do with the modern game. And it was more of a, we're going to change the way you eat, we're going to change the way you train, we're going to change what we do. And yeah, it ruffled some feathers at the time, but it's a different era now where I think that's more readily accepted by guys. And you're watching what guys are eating in the training center. They have the full kitchen, have a full cafeteria there. They've got the training ground. But you've got to be in shape to do it, because as we've seen them, you're going to be moving around a lot. You're going to be pressing. You're going to be counter pressing. You're going to get out on the break at times. You have to be willing to give everything you have for 90 minutes at full speed. Everything they did that we've seen this preseason, Jason, it's with intent and it's at pace and it's at full speed. And there is the throttle kind of stays glued to the floor a bit.
Spend the time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Jared Smith. He is social. You can find him at Jared_Smith. Keeping an eye on Atlanta United as we get set for the season opener coming up this Saturday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And you can hear it. Pre-game is at 6:30. The kick at 7:30. You can hear it all here right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we talked about the coach. We talked about his philosophy and how the team is going to be able to better embody his philosophy there on the field. Talk about some players who will remain with this team. Let's start, first of all, and go with Brad Guzan. When the season started last year, we wondered if he was going to be replaced, because there was a replacement kind of brought in for him. But he rose and had one of his best seasons. Can he match that or top that?
If he can match it, that'd be awesome. The thing is that time is undefeated. Father Time has yet to lose a battle. Eventually wins out with attrition. But I think Brad could match it again. I think the big thing was, if you remember, he blew out his Achilles in 22.
Right.
He came back in 20. He came back quick going into 23. Go look at the data when he did his Achilles and when he was back on the field. It was faster than a 37, 38-year-old guy had any right to recover. But then he also got banged up in 23. You know, you had a couple of issues where he got hit in goal by opposing players who were just being reckless at the time. And, you know, those injuries added up, man. Like, you're coming back from an Achilles injury. You keep getting knocked around a bit. In 23, the defense wasn't great. So when he was facing shots, he was like facing point blank shots with very little chance. But in 24, I think especially as that season went on last year, you stabilized things a bit. You stabilized the front line or the back line in front of him. You stabilize kind of the attitude of the team as everything went along, and he showed you why he was a national team goalkeeper. And but goalkeepers can last longer. I think he could match it again. And yeah, it's great having Josh Cohen here be kind of somebody to push him and somebody that they can both work off of with each other. And then Jaden Hibbert, who was the draft pick last year, being in there. And Hibbert's still raw, but Hibbert's ceiling is darn near limitless. And all three of them together being able to push each other, being able to teach each other. Look, that's how we're going to get the best out of guys, not just there, but everywhere on the field. Every week's going to be a Thunderdome. Who wants minutes? Go earn them.
You mentioned the depth, the goalkeeper. I keep coming back to defensively. I think that's how this team's going to be defined in 2025. If they're good enough defensively, they can lift trophies. If they're not, they're going to have to win a lot of 4-3 and 5-4 games because, and as we see in the postseason, that just isn't a route to success. In preseason, we've had to see a lot of that depth on the back line because of injuries. We haven't seen Brooks Lennon yet in preseason. Pedro Amador has been battling injuries in preseason, might not be available for the opener. We'll have to wait and get updates this week. Deion Gregerson is back, but he's getting his full fitness back up. Derek Williams missed time in preseason. What about the back line and the depth there, and what ends up becoming the group in your mind and on the back four?
If Deion Gregerson can go this week, you'd love to see him be able to give you 70 minutes, depending on how his fitness is going to be as he's coming back. And it's Gregerson's had this little knocks since he's been here. But you know we can give you. He is a physical freak of nature because he's ever been a 6'4", 6'5", and runs like a deer, can jump like crazy, physically strong, can kind of be that jerk on the field at times as well when you need it. You saw in the Red Bulls game last year in the bends at the end of the season, kind of baiting somebody into a red card. And he's got a little bit of that edge to him. But having him, having Derek Williams, who is the veteran who came in here and I think surpassed expectations last season, if they're able to go, great. But you still have Luis Abram, who was a Peruvian international, who was really good Saturday and has shown you before that he can step in and do the job. You have Noah Cobb, who's homegrown, who again, Noah Cobb, I would like to line them all up because Noah Cobb is either the fastest or probably one of the top three fastest people on that team, though he does not look it. He has the potential to be a U.S. international in the future. You've got that center back depth that I think if you need to take it easy with somebody like Gregerson, you have the bodies that can handle that on the outside. I was really impressed with Matt Edwards. We said Saturday Matt Edwards needed to show something, and Matt Edwards did, playing it right back. He'd captained Atlanta United too. He'd been at college, came back on a homegrown deal. He's handled that situation that was thrown at him really well while you're waiting for Brooks Lennon to get healthy. And then, Ronald Hernandez can play either outside back position. And I think every team needs someone like Ronald Hernandez, who if you cut him open, he's going to bleed red and black. He's going to die for the shirt that he's wearing. You're not always going to need him for every game, but having a guy like that is vital. And Dominic Chonkley, 17-year-old, who is on a homegrown deal next year, has been featuring a lot. And look, Ronnie Dial has talked about it. Your age doesn't really matter. If you're going to go out there and produce, they're going to find a place for you. I don't know how many games he would see with the first team, because I know the number is limited because of the structure of his deal, but the potential for that kid is insane.
Yep. Jared, got a couple of minutes here before we have to wrap things up. Yep. But you mentioned Noah Cobb, and it reminds me of Caleb Wiley and just our homegrowns. The one thing I really love about MLS and especially Atlanta United is that homegrowns get a chance to grow and get a chance to be a part of this. Thoughts about what we can expect from the ones that are on our roster as we start this season?
So Noah Cobb will be there. Efren Morales, who's a Bolivian international, is another center back. Who actually started out as a defensive midfielder. And he's a tall drink of water. He's about 6'3", and he's got an edge to him. He's just got to learn to kind of balance it a little bit more. Those are two guys who, and you saw Morales get thrown into the fire last season in the middle of the year. I don't know how much they'll factor in this year because you have bodies in front of them, but there's a lot of games. Anything could happen. But they've done good work when they've been called upon. Luke Brennan has been featuring more in preseason, who's a homegrown, who's played as a winger for most of the time. He played as a 10 Saturday, which was just hilarious to watch just because he's never met a one-on-one he does not want to take on. He will talk a lot of smack. He'll just try and outrun you and to try and dribble you. It's his finish. His end product is the last thing he has to really work on. But I'm sure he'll factor into some of that. And Dominic Tchankwy is prodigy left back. You've got left back you going back to George Bello, going to Caleb Wiley, and now Tchankwy at 17 years old is wise beyond his years. He's physically built to play this game at a professional level. And this is part of the work of the academy. And the academy started before you ever stepped foot on the field of the first team. And it takes a while. And you're going to have lulls and you're going to have highs and lows with academy production, where guys come through and they exceed expectations. Sometimes they meet them. Sometimes they don't become what you expected them to become. But you keep producing this academy. And Sam, it's like we talk about with college recruiting, with college football, you're always recruiting. Because the second you let up, there's going to be a lull. And it might not hit you right now, but it could hit you 2 years down the road and you don't want it.
Yeah. This is great stuff. Great stuff. Fantastic stuff, Jared. Great to hear from you. Great to catch up with you. Look forward to seeing you over at the Benz as things get started this week, man. Always great to have you on. Don't be a stranger.
That sounds good, man. We'll see you around.
All right.
Thanks, Jared.
Jared Smith from Soccer down here.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.